Here is Greg Braden explaining the heart-brain coherence theory.
Who am I? We began to see how the way we are conditioned to answer that question is based on 150 years of science, scientific thinking that has now been overturned by new discoveries. And among those discoveries, we zeroed right in on the topic of you, me, and human evolution, and how the new science no longer supports the old ideas of evolution. The bottom line is that we showed up, we modern humans, we showed up on this earth about 200,000 years ago. We don't know precisely where we came from. We know there is no clear evolutionary path that led to our appearance. But here's the key. This is why this is important. We showed up with all of the advanced abilities that we have available to us today, fully intact, already developed. They did not develop slowly over long periods of time. So the advanced nervous system, the advanced brain, our ability to tune and hone our nervous system in very precise ways, these appear to be abilities that have been with us from the very beginning. In other words, we are wired, we are designed to have the experiences that are made possible through this advanced nervous system, specifically through the 40,000 specialized cells in the human heart that are called sensory neurites. These are the brain-like cells in our heart. They think, they remember, they feel independently from the brain in our head, and we can access them in that way independently, or we can tune them. We can literally marry our heart and our brain. We can merge these two potent neural networks together to give us the extraordinary experiences that have seemed mystical for people in the past, reserved for those who were trained over long periods of time, living in the monasteries and the nunneries and the indigenous peoples throughout the world. You know, we live in a world made of electrical and magnetic fields. This is scientific fact. And the single organ in our body that has the strongest electrical field and the strongest magnetic field, it's not the brain, it's the heart. The very first organ to form in your body when you're in your mother's womb is your heart. We can actually hone, tune these abilities, refine these abilities to give us the extraordinary opportunities of deep intuition, self-healing on demand, powerful immune systems, super learning, the ability for super learning, the opportunity to trigger the anti-aging hormones that are already in our bodies waiting to be triggered. All of these, as different as they seem from one another, direct access to our subconscious mind, as different as they are from one another, they all stem from our ability to tune our heart and our brain together. Once we're in our hearts, how do we actually tune the heart and the brain, our hearts and our brains together? Every moment of every day, there is a conversation that's happening between your heart and your brain. It's happening right now. Your heart is sending information to your brain, a lot of information, and your brain is actually responding and sending information back to the heart, but to a lesser degree. The brain communicates with the heart to a lesser degree than the heart does to the brain. So it's happening every moment of every day. Here's the question. Do you know what your heart is saying to your brain? Do you know what your heart is saying to your brain right now? The Institute of Heart Math, a pioneering research institution in Northern California, who are doing just that, pioneering the research into the understanding of the human heart in non-traditional ways, things that are not typically done in universities. Their research has opened the door to helping us understand about this communication and how we can access it in our lives. So for example, one of the things that we can see is that the conversation between our heart and our brain, when we are feeling feelings such as frustration, or anger, or hate, or jealousy, or rage, things that you typically would call a negative experience. What we're actually doing is we're sending a signal through that negative experience to our brain. It's a very jagged, chaotic-looking signal. It's like a bad day on the stock market. Okay? And when our brain receives that signal, it releases the chemistry that matches the signal. So a jagged, chaotic signal releases the stress chemistry, high levels of adrenaline and cortisol, which is good for a short period of time. When we need to respond quickly to a threat in our world, you want those. But you don't want to live your life day in and day out in this stressful way, with the stress chemistry always present. And here's the reason why. Because when we are experiencing the stress chemistry, our body makes a choice and it says, ah, if something is important enough to create that stress chemistry, then we don't need so much right now a strong immune system. We don't need so much right now the anti-aging hormones. So we'll give less energy to those and we'll focus more on whatever it is that's causing the stress. So you can see, short term, that's a good thing. You don't want to live your life day in and day out like that. And you may know people that do in your workplace, in your family. I certainly have worked with people that way. And they are the ones that are most susceptible to the difficulties of life. When the flu goes through the office, they're the first ones that catch it. They look older than their years because they are wearing this stress. So when we shift the signal between our heart and our brain to an even rhythm that's called a coherent rhythm, all that chemistry changes. When we shift into that rhythm, our body says, ah, we don't need that stress chemistry to the same degree any longer. We can stop producing so much adrenaline and cortisol. Let's go back to the anti-aging hormones. Let's kick those into overdrive so this person is young and healthy and vibrant. Let's trigger the immune response so that this person can navigate with their children and daycare and be around people in the airports and at school and in the workplace and in the malls, all that they want because their immune system is so strong that they are not as susceptible to the opportunistic bugs that we seem to find in those kinds of public places. So here is the question, how do we make that shift? How do you shift from the jagged, incoherent signal to the even, regular, coherent signal? And this is where it gets really interesting because it's all about the emotion that you choose to create and to experience in your heart. You choose the emotion and your body reflects that through the chemistry of that emotion. So, when we think about this in relation to the new discoveries and what we know, what does it tell us? When we begin the process, the technique of shifting our awareness from our brain into our heart, that is the first step toward honing, tuning these two powerful neural networks together. The second step now is what I'd like to share with you here, to first close your eyes so that you are turning your awareness inward. You're shutting out the diversions and the distractions of the outside world. It's a powerful signal you're sending to your body. It's the first one right now, turning your awareness inward. Second step is to shift your awareness into your heart from your mind. One of the ways to do this is to simply touch your heart center in a way that is comfortable for you, with a finger or two fingers, an open palm. It's about a powerful internal technology that we've had available to us for over 200,000 years that we are only now reawakening in our everyday lives in the modern world. So if you can touch your heart center gently in a way that's comfortable for you, the reason you do this is because your awareness will always go to the place where you feel that touch. If I touch my arm, my awareness goes to my arm. If I touch my knee, it goes to my knee. Touching my heart. Now my awareness is moving to my heart. And I invite you now to begin to breathe a little slower from this place, as if your breath is coming from your heart. Maybe 5 seconds inhale and 5 seconds exhale. Whatever it is comfortable for you. This sends a powerful second signal telling your body that you are in a place and a time that is safe. Because that is the only time you would slow your breathing in this way, and that slower breath releases the signal into the body that says it's okay to do this. We don't need to be stressed or fight or flight, okay? The next step, this is what establishes the communication between the heart and the brain. Remember I said every moment of every day we have this conversation going on between the heart and the brain. Now we are taking command of that conversation. We are determining what our heart is saying to our brain. And the way we do this is by having a feeling, a very specific kind of feeling. So I'm going to invite you to the best of your ability. If you can feel in your heart feelings such as appreciation for anything or anyone, gratitude for anything or anyone, care, compassion, appreciation, gratitude, care, compassion. What the researchers have found is that these four words, if you choose any one of these four, they tend to trigger in most people the optimal signal between the heart and the brain. It's called coherence. It's a very low frequency signal. It's less than 1 hertz. It's 0.1 hertz. So you are feeling the emotion of a low frequency signal, but you don't need to know that. You're feeling the emotion of 0.1 hertz, optimum coherence between the heart and the brain. Now we are tuning these two separate neural networks into a single potent network. This is the key to the extraordinary and mystical experiences that you've read about all of your life, that you've heard about from the ancient, the indigenous peoples that you've met throughout your lifetime. This is the key. Once we establish this connection, it's the doorway, it's the portal to a myriad of experiences, some that we've already talked about, deep states of intuition on demand when you choose to have that intuition. Powerful, powerful doorway to the subconscious. If you've ever used affirmations in your life, an affirmation is designed to repattern a belief that we hold in our subconscious. So for that affirmation to be effective, we must communicate with our subconscious in a language that's meaningful to the subconscious. That makes sense, doesn't it? This experience is the doorway that opens the path to that subconscious. So when you are in this space, this is where you would have those affirmations. Say, my perfect mate is manifesting for me now, or my body is in perfect health. Those kinds of affirmations, or whatever you choose. Super learning. What scientists have found is that when we establish this relationship, it kicks our brain and our heart together into a state that allows for greater retention and greater learning, greater storage and greater access to what we have already experienced. Super learning. If you've ever looked at brain states, it actually involves the gamma state of the brain waves, a very highly elevated state of awareness. And if you're not into any of that, and you say, you know, that stuff doesn't interest me so much, but I just want to be really healthy. Well, this works for you as well, because what I'm inviting you to do right now is the gateway to optimal health. If you're not into any of those other experiences, simply by making this connection, number one, you trigger an enhanced immune response. What scientists have found is that the SIGA in our mouth, our first line of defense for the immune system, goes sky high after 3 minutes of doing just what we're doing right now. Triggers that very, very powerful immune response. Not only can we heal broken strands of DNA, but we actually have the ability to regenerate this DNA within our bodies. In addition to all of these things, we're living a time that the experts call a time of extremes. We've got to think and live differently, more so now than we ever have in the past. And we all have what is called a baseline of resilience, the way that we have learned to deal with life and to deal with change in our lives. Well, our lives are all about change right now. I bet you're seeing it in your life right now as well. Simply by doing what we're doing right now, what we do is we raise the baseline of our resilience. We're not changing what happens in the world out there. We're changing how we respond. We're empowering ourselves to respond in a conscious, healthy way. Not just survive, but giving ourselves the ability to thrive in the change of our lives. All of this from opening this portal, by honing this communication, by tuning our heart and our brain together. So this is one example of why it's important to understand the answer to this question, who am I? The new discoveries are telling us who we are, and what they're telling us is we're not what we've been told in the past, and we are absolutely more than we've ever imagined. And what I'm sharing with you right now is one example of where we can go with this.
You've been listening to Greg Braden explaining the heart-brain coherence theory on the Mystic Broadcast Network.